Welcome to Deep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program.
There is no center in that community at the moment. And the population of the community is perhaps more than 800, close to 1,000.
Councillor for the Leamington Division in Westmoreland, Seabert McFarlane. In another few months, residents of Belvedere in the parish will no longer have to contend with not having a community center. A new state-of-the-art facility is being constructed by the Westmoreland Parish Council under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP at a cost of $10 million. The multipurpose center will be used for recreational activities as well as sporting events.
I'm quite sure that the center will be used for the development of the community because Belvedere is a traditionally one of the best sporting communities in dealing with cricket, football, netball and other activities. Belvedere always beats in those activities. So the use of the center will enhance those activities.
The facility is being built on lands donated by residents. As you would imagine, the community is thrilled at the prospects of having their very own space.
I feel extremely happy, and I know that the community is extremely happy and they welcome the center. And everywhere you go, people have been talking about the center. First of all, the design and the build of the center and the need for the center. It really feels a real great need that the community has for many years.
When we went to the groundbreaking, I know the community was very excited about the project. It was something that was welcomed by all who were in attendance. And it is welcomed by everybody in the community.
Superintendent of Roads and Works at the Westmoreland Parish Council, Ezekiel Clark. And before him, Councillor for the Leamington Division in Westmoreland, Seabert McFarlane. Mr. Clark now describes some of the work being carried out on the facility.
It's total construction, including bathroom facilities and community space, I mean, kitchen facilities, including all of that, and a nice space where the community cares.
Superintendent of Roads and Works at the Westmoreland Parish Council, Ezekiel Clark. JEEP is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP is now in its third phase, and already over 44,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. Keep your spirit alive. Don't go
making excuses. The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done, but when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.